Okay, here we've got a question from Chaitanya Nitai in Leicester, and he says, that is it okay to force one's children to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra at least one round a day? If he's 9 years old, can you train him to chant more than one round? Anyway, the answer is no. It's not good to force children because they don't become Krishna conscious by force. Making devotees Krishna conscious is, children Krishna conscious, is really quite an easy thing, provided that we're able to provide the appropriate facilities. Children very easily imitate their parents. If their parents sit down and chant Hare Krishna, then children will be prone to do that same thing because that's their nature. If chanting Hare Krishna is a fun experience, then they'll enjoy it and they'll do it. If their attention span is short and they can chant a half round or one round or two rounds, then that's fine. Everything should be rewarded and it should be encouraged. But the essence of this idea of getting them to chant one round is we want our children to become Krishna conscious. We want them to have a better education, a better life than we had as children. We want that life to be saturated with Krishna consciousness. Of course, in that aspect, we need to ask just what standard of Krishna consciousness do we want our children to have. If we want their standard of Krishna consciousness to be that of pure devotional service, that which is characteristic of devotees who are sold out to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we need to see what type of facilities we can provide for them, how we can realize that and accommodate that. If we want them to be prepared for a worldly education, live in the world, and have Krishna as their religion, that also requires a certain type of preparation and planning, but different than the first example which I mentioned. In any case, in my experience, there are three different ingredients that contribute to a child's development: the home, the school, and the environment in which they're in, which means outside, neighbors, friends, relatives, and so on. Ideally speaking, all three of these should be giving a child the same message. For instance, in the example of Srila Prabhupada's concept of rural communities in which there were schools, Gurukula, the home, the temple, and the devoted community were the three aspects that we use the term, they sing from the same song sheet. They were saying the same thing, they weren't saying anything different. So why do we want to have that type of same homogeneous atmosphere? Because of children's very nature of imitating or being absorbed in what they see. If all they see is Krishna consciousness, a common standard and message of Krishna consciousness, wherever they go, whoever they meet, they become absorbed in that. They live that. They live the Ramayana day and night, wherever they are. They live Krishna book. And they may not have the attention span to just sit and chant Hare Krishna, but they may be much more absorbed in Krishna and Krishna consciousness than their adult counterparts who are sitting and chanting 16 rounds a day, their minds being absorbed in all types of other sensual or mundane activities, or at least fighting with those things. Children generally don't have that problem, although it may appear that they're playing, but they're actually absorbed in Krishna consciousness, provided that they have that Krishna conscious world provided for them. So, since the idea of getting children to chant around is to get them to be Krishna conscious, if we provide a Krishna conscious atmosphere in which children are absorbed in their play, in their sleep, in their eating, in their life, in Krishna consciousness, they're more Krishna conscious than when they're chanting Hare Krishna. Because they're naturally absorbed. The absorption is there. And let's recall that that's the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, to remember Krishna. The problem really comes is when these three things are not lined up. Say, for example, the children are sent to a non-devotee school, and at home they have a very good Krishna conscious atmosphere. So that means they're no longer in one world. They're living in two worlds. And this other world, this outside world, is very systematically programmed to brainwash them into a lifestyle of sense gratification, and has unlimited such sensual objects to offer them, which are in contrast with the values and principles of Krishna consciousness. In this case, children get into duality, and it requires very mature and careful guidance on part of parents and devotees to help them cope with this other world, or in other words, to minimize the damage that that other world does. It's still possible to train them in a life of pure devotional service, but it may not be. You may have to accept the fact that children who are then regularly going to movies, watching TV, going to rock and roll festivals and so many other things are not living in the Krishna conscious world. They will not have that type of absorption as children who have not experienced those things. And even if you get them to chant Hare Krishna, when they chant Hare Krishna, they'll be absorbed in thoughts of those experiences, which leads one to the question, is a child who doesn't chant Hare Krishna but is fully absorbed in a world of Krishna consciousness or Krishna not better than a child who may be chanting 16 rounds and yet freely associating with karmi, friends, and everything that the world around us has to offer. So, despite the fact that that person chants, have we really then given them the opportunity that we didn't have? That is, we are right now chanting 16 rounds with all the burdens of our past sinful activities and bad association acquired through a materialistic atheistic school system and a similar world surrounding us, what to speak of perhaps even the same type of environment at home. And if our children are similarly chanting one round, two more rounds with that same type of psychological and spiritual burden, those same type of anarthas, what is it that they've gotten that's better? They've gotten the same, and that's good. They may believe in Krishna. They may have accepted that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotional service is their religion. But in terms of the opportunity to be burden-free, to be sin-free in this life, and to be free from the influence of this phenomenally fast-moving mundane world, they've not gotten. So, of course, now I'm painting a picture of two extremes. One is the extreme of, say, Srila Prabhupada's Gurukul ideal, and the other one is of children being brought up in a materialistic society. It requires a real expert and balanced parent to know how to counterbalance if they're in that circumstance where they're sending their children to a non-devotee school, or when the environment isn't protected as it would be in a Krishna conscious home, the outside environment, how by a personal example, by close friendly relationships with children, by inspiring them through a nice understanding of the values of Krishna consciousness, they can train their children to be self-disciplined and to actually say no to those things which they don't believe in, which are the things which run against the grain of Krishna consciousness. In other words, it becomes a real challenge for the parents that even though the children are living in two worlds, one is a world of Krishna consciousness, the other is a world not of Krishna consciousness, to train them how to voluntarily choose the world of Krishna consciousness as their actual place of residence, and the outside world, the non-Krishna conscious world, as the world in which they're moving out of necessity and interacting without being dependent on it, without being absorbed in it, without taking on its values, what to speak of its degraded practices. But that certainly will not come by force. It requires beautiful example from parents. It requires great relationships. It requires inspiration. And it certainly requires a lot of mercy from Krishna, because this is probably the most difficult thing that any adult will be faced in their Krishna conscious life. How to give a real high quality of education, if that's what they want to do, but more important than education, a high quality of lifestyle and Krishna consciousness to their children, something which will give them their best shot at going back home, back to Godhead.